Before Pesach, we left off in the Tesvis and Daf Chav Cheh Samadeh. The Tesvis was bothered with a kasha. Before Pesach, we left off in the Tesvis and Daf Chav Cheh Samadeh. The Tesvis was bothered with a kasha that we're not going to discuss. The second Tesvis, and Daf Chav Cheh Samadeh, has a certain kasha that we're going to leave out for the meanwhile. But I'm interested in presenting another aspect. There are two types of shtaris. We know there's a shtar raya, there's a shtar kin. Shtar raya means like this: if I already sold my field to someone else, or I gave my house to matana to somebody else, and then I already made the kinyan, chazok or keset or chalitin, whatever, he already made a kinyan and it's his. No way to back out. And then he'd like to have a document just to prove that it's his, that I shouldn't be knowing later on that I gave it to him and that I sold it to him. So when I'll write a shtar, and I'll request the witnesses to write a shtar, that's called the shtar raya. The shtar is not going to affect any change. The karka already belongs to the other person. The house is already his. It's just l'raya d'alma, to prove that it's his. And then there's another kind of a shtar that's called the shtar kinyan. Let's say a couple is married, they want to get divorced. So the only way to get divorced is with a kinyan shtar. You can't just say, shake hands and say goodbye and good luck, it's nice knowing you, and the get is only for a raya. No, the get is the shtar kinyan. The get affects the change, that makes the gerushin. Now let's say a couple wants to get married with a kinyan shtar. Our meaning is that we don't do that. Rambam writes, our meaning is, Banogu kol yisrael l'kadosh b'kesef. Rambam says, on the level of the raisa, there are three ways to make kiddushin kesef, shtar or diyah. And the rabbanon, they prohibited kiddushin diyah, so he left with either shtar or kesef. And then the Rambam writes, Banogu kol yisrael l'kadosh b'kesef. The meaning is that we have chosen that kiddush kesef, we don't use shtar. But let's say a person wants to, he wants to give a shtar, so he can make a kaddish b'shtar. So you write, Hare HaMekudesh Esli, a piece of paper, you give it to the Kala. So that shtar is called the shtar kin, and that affects a change. That takes the girl who used to be single, and by giving over the shtar, that creates the change, and that becomes an eshes ish. So there are two types of shtaris. The shtar raya certainly has to have eidim signed on the bottom. If you don't have any witnesses signed, it just says, this is to ascertain that Reuben owes $1,000 to Shimon and nobody signed on the bottom. If Reuben himself signs on the bottom, I owe you $1,000 and has his name, that's a good raya. If you have two witnesses signed on the bottom, this is to ascertain Reuben owes Shimon $1,000. So you have the witnesses signed, so we know it's up. If nobody signed on the bottom, of course it's not a shtar raya. So in a shtar raya, a shtar that's only the raya beyond, certainly you have to have Eidi Chasina. If you don't have any chasima, there's no raya. Habara has to be mukach b'toicha. The whole story has to be written in the shtar. Otherwise, not a shtar raya. When it comes to shtar kinyan, that was the big machlokes hatanan between Rav Meir and Rav Lazar and all the Amoraim are involved. Everybody's involved. How do you decide what constitutes a shtar? So Rav Meir's opinion is, that's what our Gemara brought up, that topic. Rav Meir, 10 lines from the bottom. Rav Meir's opinion is that what constitutes a shtar kinyan? By my giving, let's say I go out with a single girl, and we decide we want to get married. So by my giving her a shtar raya that we are married, this is what affects the change that we make. That's what makes us become married. By giving her a shtar raya means eidi chasina, have to be signed. By giving the single girl a shtar raya that she can prove that we are married, that itself causes that we become married. Or let's say a couple is married, they decide they want to get divorced. So the husband gives his wife a shtar raya, she can now prove that we are divorced. So by my giving her a raya, that she can now prove that we are divorced, but we're not divorced, no, that Ramea says that itself accomplishes the change. We just became divorced. I have a field, I own a house. I give you a shtar raya that the house is yours. So by my giving you the raya that the house is yours, that constitutes the kinyan shtar. The house becomes yours, by virtue of the fact that I just gave you a raya, that the house is yours. So that's Rav Meir's opinion, that Eidi Chasima Karsi, the Eidi Chasima who signed, the witnesses who signed on the document if they make it into a shtar raya, by giving you a shtar raya on something which is not yet so, we're not married yet, we're not divorced yet, that the karka doesn't belong to you yet, so Rameh says that is karsi. That makes the sefer krisis, the original dispute of Rameh Rablozas by get. And again, the Torah uses the expression of kasav lo sefer krisis. She gives his wife a sefer means a shtar of krisis of getting divorced. So Rameh uses the terminology that originally applies to get, but it applies to all sharikim. That Eidi Hasina Karsi, the Eidi Hasina who make it into a shtar raya, that's what affects the change. And the Gemara says, we don't pass like Rav Meir. The Gemara says, whenever Rav Meir disagrees with the other Tanaim, the Gemara says in the first Perek in Erevin, we rarely pass like Rav Meir. The Gemara says, Rav Meir was so sharp. Rav Meir was such a chorek, he used to give all the logical possibilities. Could be like this, could be like that, could be the other way. The Gemara says that the Talmidim didn't like that. They want to have concrete. Halacha l'maaseh says, bottom line, what's the din? So the Gemara says, they all came to Rav Meir and he gave all these complicated shiurim to explain all the logical possibilities, and then they left Rav Meir. They went to the other to the other Tanaim to learn. So the next generation and the later generations, when they took a vote, had a paskal halacha. So the majority of the Tanaim had learned by the others. They didn't learn by Rav Meir. So usually we don't paskal like Rav Meir. That's how the Gemara says. So here also we don't paskal like Rav Meir, we paskal like Rav Elazar. Loza says that a shtar king and a shtar raya have nothing to do with each other. Just the word shtar. It's a piece of paper with writing on it. That's what they have in common. But that's about all. A shtar king means I just have the sefer hamaisi with the sefer. If I say to a sefer, we go out on a date. And I tell the girl, I want to marry you. She says, maskim. She wants to marry me also. So I say orally, harei ani kodeshesli. So she says, maskim. I want to marry you too. So the halacha is that she doesn't become married just with an oral declaration. But if I write it on a piece of paper, I read it kudeshishly, and I give it to her, the same thing that if I would have only said it bal peh, doesn't make kiddushin, but if I write it, I read it kudeshishly, and I give it a piece of paper, nobody signed, the chassan didn't sign, the witnesses didn't sign, nobody signed, just as I read it kudeshishly. So we pass like Rav Loza, that's good. Eidim Isira Karasim, you have to give the shtar kiddushin, like the kesef, you have to give the ring in the presence of two witnesses. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk kiddushin, that when the chasim gives the ring to the kala, it has to be mekadosh in the presence of two kosher witnesses. So the same thing if the chasim is mekadosh the kala by giving her a piece of paper that says harei ani kodesh shli, he has to give it in the presence of two witnesses. But there's no requirement. According to the way we pass like Rav Loza, there's no need for the Eidim to sign the shtar kiddushin. There's no need for the chassan to sign the shtar kiddushin. He just writes down what if he would have said it bal peh, that would not accomplish kiddushin. Ariyah mekudeshesli, he can say from today till next year she's still single. If he writes it on a piece of paper and he hands it over, then she becomes mekudeshes. Same thing again. He says to the husband and the wife make up, they don't want to be married anymore. So the husband makes a declaration, hariyah mekudeshesli then. So an oral declaration is not sufficient. By Nochrim, by non-Jews, the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi, is sufficient. The husband and the wife decide they don't want to remain married anymore. The husband or the wife, the Rambam writes, you don't need the husband and the wife. Either the husband or the wife can initiate the divorce by Bnei Noyach. The Rambam quotes all the dinim of Bnei Noyach at the end of Hilchos Malacha. So he says, either the husband or the wife says to the partner, nice knowing you, goodbye and good luck, I don't want to be married anymore. But that was only Kodim Matan Torah. That's by Bnei Noyach, as man as there, or by the Jews Kodim Matan Torah. But after Matan Torah, so the halacha says that's not sufficient. The halacha requires that the husband has to give his wife a gift. The same thing that he would have said about the Hariyah Mugureshes Mimeni, and that's not good enough. He has to write it on a piece of paper, and give it a piece of paper and say Hariyah Mugureshes Mimeni. Then it's good, because the husband doesn't have to sign the gift. The witnesses don't have to sign the get. That's how we pass like Rav Loza. The Eidei Nisira Karsi. The fact that there are witnesses watching when you give over the get, that makes it into a sefer krisis. There's no need for the witnesses to sign. The Mishnah gives a reason if they tikkun olam, it's a takana de rabbanan, and it's a teiva. The Mishnah says, when they tikkun olam, Eidim should sign. But Mikra din deraisa, maybe even with the rabbanan, Taisa says, maybe the rabbanan, there's no need for the Eidim to sign. Could be it's just an Eitz HaTeiva that the Eidim should sign. So the Gemara says over here that original Machlekes Rav Meir Rav Loza, which it was originally formulated by Yed, applies by Shtar Yimamon also. Ahi Matanto. Here there was a Shtar Matanto. I have a phrase karka, and I want to give you the karka of a matana. So according to Rav Meir, you have to have a shtar matana, has to have Eidei Chasima signed on the bottom. If you don't have Eidei Chasima, the shtar cannot serve as a shtar raya. And the way a shtar functions as a shtar kinyan is by first serving as a shtar raya, by my giving you a raya. A shtar raya, that the karka that always belonged to me, that this karka belongs to you, that itself affects the change, and that causes that the karka now belongs to you. And Rav Blosser says that that's not necessary. It's not necessary to have any Eidim sign on the shtar matana. Blosser shittes, and that's how we pass him, that Eidim is sira karsi, Eidim is sira sufficient by the shtar matana. You don't have to have any Eidim chasim. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Rambam, the Mechaber quotes the Loshna Rambam, that by a shtar momen, let's say shtar mechiris chometz, that's a shtar by momen, not only do you not require Eidei Chasima to sign, you don't even require Eidei Nisira to be present when the shtar is given over to the Nachri. When you give over the shtar to the Nachri, that says that you're renting the karka, and agav the karka, you're also selling them the chometz, you don't even have to have Eidei Nisira. When Rebbe Moshe says, Eidei Nisira Karsi, the Eidei Nisira make it into a shtar, that's by giving the kiddushin. We need Eidei Lekima to offer. If you give a ring to the girl, they know that they know, and they know Eidei Kiddushin, so the whole Kiddushin is not found. We assume the same is true regarding the get. If the husband divorces his wife and they know Eidei Nisira around, he divorces his wife not in the presence of Eidei, so the whole get is no good. But by Yoni Mammon, you don't need Eidei Lekima to offer. So one example of the Shtar Mammon would be a Shtar Mechiras Chometz. According to the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to have neither Eidei Chasima, you don't have to have kosher witnesses signing the Shtar Mechira, nor do you have to have Eidei Mesira. You need neither Eidei Chasima nor Eidei Mesira. The only time that Loza holds Eidei Mesira Karsi, that you need the Eidei Mesira, that's by Gittin and Kiddushin. That's because you need Eidei Mesira because of Dov Shabierva. That's why. It's not because it's a din in Hilchos Shtaros. If you don't have Eidei Mesira, so the Dov Shabierva is not come. That's the Pashtus. That's how the Rambam writes in Feresh, that the aloha that requires that the get should be given in the presence of two kosher witnesses, the Rambam writes, that's because it's a Dov Shabierva. And the Dov Shabierva needs Eidei Lekima though. Fine. So our Gemara quotes this din of Rav Elazar, we pass like Rav Elazar, and our Gemara says that Abaye also subscribes to Rav Elazar's shita. The Gemara says Abaye was having a whole... It was a Talmud of Rav Yosef. So they came with a shayla to Rav Yosef. There was a shtar matana where two brothers-in-law had signed together on the shtar matana. Kroivim, we're learning the sugya kroivim. So the Gemara says that kroivim are not kosher lahoit, not only one brother-in-law to testify for or against his brother-in-law, even two brothers-in-law together to testify for or against another party is also no good. Kroivim about each other or kroivim together about a stranger is also no good. So that's the story over here. There was a shtar matana on karka with the two witnesses, the two Eidei Chasima were two kroivim, were two brothers-in-law. So first Rav Yosef thought that it's good, and then Abaye was a Talmud of Rav Yosef. He started to check for the pesach of Rav Yosef. He made Rav Yosef back down that the shtar matana was no good, and even though the din is like Rav Elazar, the Eidei Nisira Karsi, you don't need Eidei Chasima. So forget about the Eidei Chasima. No, but over here the Eidei Chasima were psulim, they were kroivim. Zelazeh, and that's called Mezeif Mitaychoi. Mezeif Mitaychoi is no good even in Shtari Mamet. Not only is Mezeif Mitaychoi no good in Gittin, that's the one of the first parak in Gittin, but even by Shtar Matana also, Mezeif Mitaychoi is no good. That's what it says in this Gemara. So the Gemara quotes Abaye, that Abaye is going along with this psak of Rav Elazar. Abaye is also tasking like Rav Elazar, that Eidei Nisira Karsi. So here the Ramban is bothered with a kash. There is a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Gimel, that Tosfos quotes here. The Gemara in Bava Metzia goes like this. We started last time, but we never got to the heart of the matter. The Gemara in Bava Metzia quotes a Mishnah in the very end of Bava Basra, where it says, Kois Mishtal Leiva, Achal Pishain Malve Ima. It means like this. I want to borrow $1,000 from you. So if I'm going to ask you, could you lend me $1,000? He said, you want cash? Can you lend me $1,000 cash? So he said, yeah, you'll be happy to lend me the money. Give me a shtar. You're afraid to trust me about that. I may forget. I may decide to gamble you. So you say you want a shtar. So I want to have the shtar all prepared in advance before I ask you for the halvor. So I go to two witnesses and I tell them, I want to borrow $1,000 from my friend. Write a shtar that I owe him $1,000 that I borrowed from him. I didn't borrow the money yet. So the Mishnah says at the end of the Bava Basra, it's not a problem. I'm making a hadras called the loiva. The loiva tells the witnesses, the shtar is testifying in my detriment. The shtar says that I owe him $1,000. So the Mishnah says, all right. If the loiva asks the witnesses to write a shtar that he owes money to the malva, so that's okay. That's called midas hamischak. The shtar has to be written with the approval, with the authorization of the one against whom the shtar testifies. And that's what you have. The loiva authorizes the witnesses that they should write a shtar that he owes the money. So that's the Mishnah in the end of Bava Basra. That's the halacha. Kos v'shtar l'loiva, afal pi she'ein malva imi. Even though the malva is not around, no problem. He made a hadas baldin that he owes the money, so the eidim can sign a shtar. So the Gemara frekt akasha in Bava Mitzia, daf yud gimel. The Gemara quotes that Mishnah from the end of Bava Basra. How can you permit that? How can you allow that? Let's be concerned about the following possibility. Maybe Dilma Kosa Wilbur's Benissen. Today is still Nissen. So let's say today, I ask the Yehudi, do me a favor, write me a shtar. I want to go to the Balabos up there. I'm going to ask him for $1,000 loan. So write a shtar that I owe him $1,000. I'll be ready. When he gives me the kish, I'll give him right away the shtar. He won't have any excuse. You won't have any way to delay away. He says, I can't give you the money, you don't have a shtar. So I'll say, here's the shtar, give me the money, I'll give you the shtar. So what's going to be fake me tomorrow? The Yehudim are going to sign a shtar today, and I'll be, and then it'll turn out, I didn't really need the money right now. So I'll keep the shtar in my pocket till 6 months from now, till a year from now. And then I'll go and I'll borrow the money from the malva, and I'll say, but he doesn't want to lend me the money without a shtar. So here's a shtar, already made. I give him a shtar that has today's date on it. So what's going to happen? So what's wrong? So it says that I owe him the money. No, the Gemara says there's a concern of him, and they come out of kilkul. What's in the kilkul? Let's say he's going to lend me the $1,000. I won't pay back the money, and then he's going to go to the desert. He wants to collect. I'm broke. I have no money to collect. So the thing is, he has the right to foreclose, and he has the right to take away from the lekuchas. If I borrowed money from you, and at the time that I borrowed the money, I had karkoyas, I had real estate. I own the house. So that house is meshubit. There's a lien on the house. The house is meshubit to the malva. So even if later on I sell the house, or I give the house to matana, I give it away to somebody else, the din is that the malva has the right to go to the lekuchas, or to go to the mekabli matana, to the people who bought the house from me, or to the people to whom I gave the house as a gift. The malva has a right, because he has a lien on the real estate, on the property, he has the right to take it away from the lekuchas. But that's only if the house belonged to me. If the house belonged to me at the time that I gave him over the shtar, I gave him a shtar that says that I owe him $1,000, and it says, "B'chol nechasai m'shivadim l'chov zeh." And all of the real estate, all the karkos that I possess, I owe m'shuvah to pay up the debt. So the karka that I own at the time of the shtar becomes m'shuvah to this halva, to the chayit. And then later on, in the event that I don't pay up, I don't pay the chayv, so the bezin has a right to tell the bezin, will tell the malva, has a right to take away from the lekuchas. What happens if I already sold the karka before I gave the shtar over? If I already gave away the karka, my matan, I already sold the karka before I give over the shtar, so then how can you say that there's not going to be any lien on that karka? It didn't belong to me. The karka is not any longer mine at the time that I gave over the shtar, so it's not going to be a shiva mechazma. So the Gemara asks over here, how do we permit such a thing? What it says in the Mishnah in the end of Bava Basra, Kos v'shtar l'loiva, afal pi she'ein malva imo. The loiva requests of the Eidim, write a shtar on behalf of the malva, because I plan to go ask him for a halvoya, and I'm afraid he's going to delay his way out unless I have a shtar ready. So I want to have a shtar ready on the moment. So when I ask him for the loan, I'll say, here's the shtar, give me the loan, here's the shtar. So Frank the Gemara, how do we permit the Eidim to sign such a shtar with today's day? Let's be concerned. The Eidim will sign the shtar today, and as Nissen's day, maybe I won't get around to borrow the money until Tishrei, and then I'll give over the shtar. And I already sold the karka. I already sold. I gave the matana. I already gave away the karka to other people. So at the time that I give the shtar, then Loiva gives the shtar to the malva. That karka is already gone. It's all for the scene. So there's no lien. There's no shim lechasim on that karka. So the comment that by the Eidim signing the shtar halva today, with today's day, they're going to be mafsid, the lekuchas. It's like Eid Sheker. The Eidim are signing a document that's going to lead the Bezdin, that's going to mislead the Bezdin later into believing that the Shiva Nechasim began today, and it didn't. The Shiva Nechasim doesn't begin until he gives over the Shtar. You can write a Shtar all you want, but the Shtar doesn't take effect until you give it over. So he's not going to give him over the Shtar until he's going to lend him the money. So what's going to be if he's only Erish going to borrow the money in Tishrei? So then when he gives him over the Shtar, it's not going to make a Shiva Nechasim retroactively on all the karkos that he had before. So that's the Gemara's kasha. How can we allow such a din in the Mishnah? So to this, the Gemara gives two answers. So one answer is Abaye's answer. Eidav b'chsumav zochenloi. That's the halacha. If the Eidim signed the Shtar today, and the halvoa was done 6 months from now, in Tishrei, the Gemara's question was, Leichish, let's begin Sindil Makasav Lilvas ben Nisim Lailova Tishrei. So Abaye says it's not a problem. If the Eidim signed today in Nisim, and the Shtar is not handed over to the Malveh, until Tishrei, when the Malva lends the money to the Leiv and then he gives him over the Shtar, the Shiva Nechasim is chal retroactively from the time that the Eidim signed the Shtar. That's what Abaye says. And one of the Rishonim, they quote the Ri, Balatesis, Paskas like Abaye. He holds Aloha Lamaisa, the Din is like Abaye. In the Shulchan Aruch, that opinion is not quoted. We don't accept Abaye Shita. Aloha Lamaisa, we do not accept Eidim Achsuman Zavala. The only time we would permit such an asek that the Eidim should sign, and they give over the Shtar to the Leib, but they don't know when the Leib is going to hand it over. It may be he'll hand it over in another 6 months. So what's going to be with the problem is the Hashtar Mukdam and has today's date, and the Shiva Nechasim didn't take effect until Tishrei. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that the Pashtuns don't hold like Abaye. We pass when the only time they're allowed to do that, sign such a Shtar, is if it's Kanan Yodai. If the Eidim made a Kabbalah's Kinyan from the Leib, that says like this. Let's say a Malva makes a deal with the Loiva, I'm going to lend you $1,000. I don't have the cash with me now. I'll come up with the cash in the next month. But I want to make the Shiva Nechasim as of now. I want all the karkos that you have in your possession, I want them all to be meshubid for this chayv. So the Gemara says, if Kanan the other, if they made a Kinyan Suder, so the Shiva Nechasim begin, take it from the Yash. How do you make a Kinyan Suder? The Malva gives his handkerchief to the Loiva, in exchange for which the Loiva gives him the Shiva Nechasim, he's Meshabed all the Karkos that he has. So the Gemara says, if Kana Miyada, you can create a Shiva Nechasim. So the Gemara says over here, not only if the Malva himself gives a handkerchief to the Loiva, he makes a Kinyan Suder, what if the witnesses, the Malva's not even here, Kais Meshtal Loiva, Afa Pishay Malva, even Malva's nowhere in sight. Malva's still in Eretz Yisrael, didn't come back from after Yontif yet. So the Eidim sign a Shtar. So what right do they have to sign a Shtar? Maybe it's going to turn out to be a Mugdam. So the Gemara says, no problem. The Eidim only are allowed to sign such a Shtar if they gave a handkerchief to the Leib and they said, by your accepting this Suter, we want you to be Meshabed Yon Nechasin to this Halvor. So the Shiva Nechasin should be Chal, take it from the Yad. Of course, the Shiva Nechasin is only on the condition that the Malva ultimately lends him the money. It's like Alat Tanai. If the Malva never lends him the money, he goes down to Shuga. Why should the Loiva accept the Shiva Nechasim? It's self-understood. The Shiva Nechasim is Chal Me'achshav, as of this minute, on the condition that the Malva will lend him the money ultimately, sometime in the future, and he will give over the Shtar. But then we say the Shtar was Kaina, Nila Mafreya, from the time that the economy of it, that the Eidim made the Kinyan Suda. What good is it the Eidim made? The Halacha says the Suda has to be the Kelev Shal Kaina. The Malva is the one who's kind of the Shiva Nechasim. The Eidim are not kind of. So what good is it that they give their handkerchief? So Tosis writes in Kiddushin on Daf Chavav and Beis that that's the din of Zachon Liyadim Shalai Befonav. It's a benefit to the Malva that he should have a Shiva Nechasim on all the karkos of the Loiva that he has now. If he's going to, the Malva is going to have to wait till he actually gives him over the Shtar, so the Loiva may sell a lot of karkos in between today and that time that the Leib is going to give over the Shtar. So it's beneficial. It's a benefit to the Malva that the Shiat Shim Nechasim are more karkois. So then you say, Zachon Liyadim, which Leib Befonav. So we do it all the time, by a chasinah. By a chasinah, you have to make a Kabbalah's Kinyan with the chasin on the Tosefes Ksuba and on the Nedunyan. The Ksuba has three parts to it. It has the Iker Ksuba, Tosefes Ksuba, and the Nedunyan. The Iker Ksuba, that you don't have to obligate yourself. That's a takana sal tanoim. The tanoim made a takana that whether you like it or not, every husband owes his wife a ksuba. If Salman Otisgarish, the husband divorces his wife, unless it was her fault that she ruined the marriage. She doesn't want to go to mikveh, she's burning over the creation. She's screaming at him, cursing him, cursing the shviger. If she's a bad wife, she gives him trade for food. If she's a bad wife, so then if she ruined the marriage, she's mizarat ha'chabal. If she's at fault for breaking up the chayim yishus, so then she loses her ksuvah. But whatever, she's not at fault, then halacha says that the husband has to pay his wife a ksuvah. If he dies, she's the salmon of his garish. When she becomes an amon, she becomes a grusha, so the halacha says the husband has to give his wife a ksuvah. That he doesn't have to accept that of the goodness of the God. He doesn't have to be mishabed himself. That's a takonah satanoi, whether he likes it or not. That's perigafalpi. Perigafalpi says in ksuvah. Afalpi, even though the husband never gave his wife a ksuvah, there's a chiv ksuvah anyway. But then you add on, the hoist is learning delay, old man's cooking kesset sir. He added on his own, Tosefes ksuv. Tosefes ksuv, that's hoist is learning delay. If he wants to add it on, if he doesn't add it on, it's nish. If he wants to add it on, it's good. So for that, for the Tosefes ksuv, you have to have a kabovas kinyan to create the hischaimis, to create the shibud. There's no takonas hatanoim on that. So we have a meaning from the days of the Maharil that we add on. Mayor's a cuckoo kesef tzor. Mayor's cuckoo is a fortune of money, around $10,000. It's German coins. The cuckoo is not from the days of the Gemara. The cuckoo is German coins from the days of the Maharil. So we add on a minute that you add on so much to Sefer Ksuba. So the chassan has to make a kinyan to obligate himself that it should be legally binding. So how do you make the kinyan? So really, the kala should come into the chassan's dish. She should give a handkerchief to the chassan, the kelev shalkayim. She's the one who's receiving this is chayvus mamon. She should give her handkerchief or some kli to the chassan in exchange for which he should create the hischaivis to give her the tesefes tzuba likish at the salmon of his gash. The kala doesn't come in, she doesn't make the kinyan. So Taisa says, no problem. The rabbi gives the handkerchief on behalf of the kala, the eidim give a handkerchief on behalf of the kala. That's why he writes, Gekoninamine, we have taken care. We took care of the kinyan. It doesn't say the konsonine, that the kala made the kinyan. Gekoninamine means that we, either the eidim or the mesad position. Someone took care of it, that the kinyan was made on behalf of the kala. How does it work? Because often the other, she stands to benefit by having this is chayvus on the tosefes ksuba and on the nedunya also. You write down, the chassan assesses all of the property that the kala brought into the marriage at $10,000. So today, maybe that is worth more than $10,000. But in the days of the Maharil, the property that the kala brought into the marriage was not worth $10,000. So that was a hischaivus, that was quite a guzman. $10,000 worth of jewelry and sheets and dresses and well, yeah. This is the nichsei tzon barzah. This what you write into the ksuba, this is called nichsei tzon barzah because the chassan assesses arbitrarily that it's worth so much money. Usually in the days of Gemara, you assess how much it's really worth. And then you write down, it's worth so much. You shots up how much it's worth. And the Maharil introduced this practice that you write a guzmet that it's worth $10,000, which in the days of Marilla, which is not worth anything like that. So to create such a hischaivus, you have to have a kabbalah's kinyan. So the kala should really come in and give her handkerchiefs. Again, Taisa says, the kala doesn't come in, the eidim give the handkerchief, or the rabbi gives the handkerchief on behalf of the kala. So the Gemara says there in Bav Metzia, that's how we pass in Lalocha. How can it, Kaisen Shtar Leloiva, Achal Pishen Malviima, how do we permit the Eidim to sign a Shtar Havoah today? Because the Leloiva says, I want a Shtar Havoah, because I plan to borrow $1,000 from the mom, I want to have a Shtar ready to give him. How can they sign a Shtar today? Maybe it'll turn out that it has today's date. He's not going to hand over the Shtar until 6 months from now. And it'll be a Shtar Mugdam. The Bezdin will be misled into believing that there was a Shid in the Chosin. There was a lien on all the real estate starting from today, and it's not true. So the Gemara says, you're right, the Eidim are not allowed to sign such a shtar. The only time they're permitted to sign such a shtar is if Konam Yodoy, if the Eidim gave a handkerchief to the Loive as representing the Malva. The Malva should really give the handkerchief today to create the Shiva Nechosim. So the Malva is nowhere around. There is no Malva around. The Malva didn't come back from Eretz Yisrael yet. So the Eidim say, okay, we're going to give you a suitor as representing the Malva. Zachon Adam Shleibifano. It's in the best interest of the Malva to create a Shiva Nechosim and take it from the Yad. So more Karkoy should be in the Shiva. And then they have a right to write such a Shtar, because it's going to be this man, it's going to be an Emesdik Isman. So that's the Machloikis Abayva Rav in Bov Mitzia. Abaye and the other Amarayim, it's not Abayva Rav, the Machloikis Abaye and the other Amarayim in Bov Mitzia. When does that din in the Mishnah apply? When it says Kaisel Shtar Loi Rabbi Shem Abi Nisabai, it says that you don't need Kana Miyod. Even if Loi Kana Miyod is not a problem, because Eidah Bachasuma of Zachin Loi, since the Eidah was signed today, even though the Shtar is not handed over until 6 months from now, until a year from now, it doesn't matter. That's the halacha that is kind of the machreya. That's what we're going to have to discuss in a minute. What is it based on? And most of the Rishonim do not accept Abai Sheet. Only the Riyah Zok and Balatay. Most of the Rishonim do not pass on Abai. They pass on that the din of the Mishnah, that the Kaisar Shtav Aloyv Alpha Pishay Malvimoy, is very restricted, only applies in a case when it's Kona Miyodai. When the Eidim made a Kabbalah's Kinyan with the Loiva, or they got someone else to make a Kabbalah's Kinyan with the Loiva, the one who made the Kinyan suitor was giving over a handkerchief as representing the Malva, based on Zachanam Shloim Lefanov, to create the Shin Luchas and take it from the Yad, so then this man is a correct one. That's the Gemara. So the Ramban is babbled with the following kasha. The Ramban and the Mochabs I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, this was Rav Soloveitchik, he asked his kasha as a child, and he had a malamed who got very angry, and he said, Vas hashteis benesh, and he screamed at him, and then later on he was crying, and he went home to his father. So his father said, it's a good kasha, the Ramban asked that kasha. This is the Ramban's kasha. The Ramban asks, but Abaye in our Gemara passes like Rabbi Loza, that Eidim is Sira Karsin. He doesn't hold from Eidim Chasima Karsin. He doesn't hold from Eidim Chasima Karsin. So if he doesn't believe in Eidim Chasima is just when you're dealing with a Shtar Raya. When you're talking about a Shtar Kinyan, Eidim Chasima is Lamal of Lamar. So the Ramban asked Akasha, if Abaye holds Eidim is Sira Karsin, he doesn't believe in Eidim Chasima, so why does he hold Eidah Bachsum on Zachamon? Isn't there a contradiction? Eidah Chasimah doesn't mean anything. How come he holds Eidah Bachsum on Zachamon? That's the Ramban's kasha. What exactly is the kasha? So the Malamed, Pindarak Solvechik, has a chance. So what does one got to do with the other? Just the words are the same. Eidah Bachasumov is the same two words as Eidah Chasimah. So what does it got to do? But the concepts are totally unrelated. So what's the kasha? You have to add on a little bit to the kasha, what the Nesidus writes. Nesidus tries to define, what does Abai, what did Abai say over here? It doesn't make any sense. What does it mean, Eidah Bachsum of Zachon Loi? The Eidim signed the Shtar Halvor today, and the Shtar Halvor is meaningless unless the Leiva ultimately hands it over to the Malva, but when he hands it over to the Malva, then it'll take effect retroactively. How does that trick work? What is that magic? How can it be that the Leiva gives over the Shtar in Tishrei, and the Shtar takes effect retroactively as of Nisan, from the day that the Eidim signed it. Why? So the Nesivus gives his definition, which fits. He doesn't talk about this Ramban, but the Ramban seems to hold from the Nesivus' definition. The definition of Abai Shit is like this. When the Eidim sign the Shtar, they create the Chepta of the Shtar. The Shtar doesn't take effect until you do the Mesira later on. So Abai came up with a new shita, Eidah Bachsum of Zochen Loi. True, you need Tfisas Baal HaShtar, and every Shtar you need Mesiris HaShtar, you got to give up. But by yet, you need Nesidin. And Plikitach Malgabi character is no good. By other stories, if you leave it on the table and you tell the other person to pick up the Shtar, it's also good. There's no special requirement of Nesidin by Shtar Imanin. But I'll call upon him, there's a Tfisas HaShtar, there's Tfisas Baal HaShtar. So true, you have to, the Loiva has to hand over the Shtar somehow to the Malva, or to leave it on the table and authorize the Malva to take it. Yeah, you need Tvisas Baal HaShtar, but once you have the Tvisas Baal HaShtar, then that's Abai Shita, that the Kinyan takes effect retroactively from the time that it became a Chefza of a Shtar. When did it become a Shtar? When the Eidim signed it. Mishas Hishavus HaShtar. The Hishavus HaShtar, when does it become a Chefza of a Shtar? When the Eidim signed it. So that if you use that definition and Abai Yishita, that's what it means, Eidah Bachasum of Zachamai, then you understand very well the kasha of the Ramban. What do you mean? Abai holds from the minute that the Eidim signed, that's his Havas Ashtar just became a star. But Abai holds this Lamal of Lamar. It's irrelevant. You don't need Eidah Chasina. Eidah Chasina needs for Shtar Rayin. We're not talking Shtar Rayin, we're talking Shtar Kinyan. Shtar Kinyan, Eidah Chasina is Lamal of Lamar. So how can Abai hold Eidah Bachasum of Zachamai? If he holds it, you don't need Eidah Chasima. So the Ramban uses this as a haichocha to prove the opinion of the Rif. There's a famous dispute in Gitna, Daf Peivav. There's a long Rif there with a long Balamon, a long Ramban, long Arichas. Rav Soloveitchik used to love this topic. He was very fond. He used to give every 2 years at least, once every 2 years, he would give long Shia. 4, 6 hours. 2 hours. One day, 2 hours. Another day, 2 hours. The next day, Yobis is to give 2 hours here. Is to give Arichas Yisera on this whole topic of Eidei Chasim, Eidei Sirin. He always, whatever Masechta we were learning, he always saw to it that he gave the shir on his topic. He liked this very much. So the Rif writes on that Pevod in Gittin that we pass him like Rav Lozer, that Eidei Masira Karasa, but it doesn't mean that we don't accept Rav Meir also. Rav Meir Sheet, everybody's master. If you have a star with Eidei Chasim, everybody's master, that's good for a star Kenyan. If you have Eidei Chasim Karasi, Allah's on a master. The Machlekes Rav Meir Rav Lozer is that the only way to make a Shtar Kinyan? Or there are two options, either with Eidei Chasima or with Eidei Mesira. Comes Rav Lozer, the Tana, and he says, Eidei Mesira Karsi, what it means is, Af Eidei Mesira Karsi. You can either do like Rav Meir says, or you can do my version, have only Eidei Mesira without Eidei Chasima. So Ramban says as a proof, yes, there are a lot of proofs. The Rif brings a couple of proofs to his opinion. And then the Balamor disagrees with the proofs, and the Ramban explains why the Rif held that they were rayas. And then the Ramban says the best raya is Abaye. Abaye says over here on Daf Chof Ches on the days that he passed was like Rabbi Lozer, the Tana, the Eidei Mesira Karasi. So how can Abaye be the one who says in Bava Metziah Daf Yud Gimel that Eidei Machsum Zochelo? How can it be? Eidei Machsum Zochelo means that the shtar takes effect, the kinyan takes effect from the time that it became a chetz of the shtar. If ultimately later there will be a tvisus bala shtar, so we'll say the shtar will be kinyan from the minute it became a shtar. How did it become a shtar? At the time of chasimah. If Abai holds you don't have to have any chasimah. Is that raya that even though you hold like Rav Lozer, that Eidei Mesira Karasi, but everybody's masking to what Rav Meir said. If you have Eidei chasimah, it's also a good shtar. Eidei chasimah Karasi, everybody's masking. Then Rav Lozer holds even Eidei Mesira Karasi. That's the Ramban's right. Tosfos in Gittin and Daf Dalet of an Aleph has a whole attack against this Rif. They don't quote the Rif by name, but they rip it apart the whole sheet of Tosfos with that Balamor and Daf Pevod in Gittin. They disagree absolutely with everything that the Rif said. The Rabbeinu Tam says that it's a machlekes men akotze el akotze. Rav Lozer doesn't hold from anything Rav Meir said. Rav Meir doesn't hold from anything Rav Lozer said. The two different sheetas in Shtar, how can you say it's either this or that? The two different understandings of what a shtar kinyan is. How can you say it's optional? It's either black or white. What is it? Is it black? Is it white? How can you say it's either Eidei Chasima Karasi or Eidei Mesira Karasi? Totally different. So what do the Balei HaTosfos do with this kasha of the Ramban? How can Abaye say Eidei Chasima Zochma? If Abaye holds that Eidei Chasima are irrelevant, so obviously the Balei HaTosfos had a whole different understanding of Eidei Chasima Zochma. If you look in the Tosfos there in Bava Metziah and Daf Yud Gimel, the famous like this. Because it doesn't hold like the Nesivus' definition. But after you'll do the Tvisas HaShtar later, it'll come out, Igloi Muslim Afreya, that the effectiveness of the Shtar takes effect from the time that it became a Chepta of the Shtar. Tosfos doesn't agree at all. So Tosfos says, no, it just means like this. It just means like this. Let's say I like you very much and I want to give you a house, the Matana. So I write a Shtar, I hereby give the house to Mr. So-and-so, the Matana. I come with the shtar in my pocket on Monday night, and boom, tonight you're not here. You went to a wedding. You didn't show up. But I love you so much, I want to give the kinyan. So I give the shtar to someone else. I say, have in mind, take a tvisas bala shtar. You pick up the shtar on behalf of Pliny. Pliny didn't show up tonight. I want to give him a matana. Good. So you can do that. Let's say I have metalphalin. Let's say I have a sefer. Let's say I have a diamond ring or something. I want to give a matana to somebody else and he's not here. So I give it to somebody who is. I say, pick it up, be kind of the hakbah, the mashiach, the chotzer, whatever, pick it up, be kind of for the other person. So you can say, so the same thing by shtar. You can also say, zachin liyadim shleilifam. So Tosfos says that that's what it means. Eidei Machsumot zachin loy. Tosfos says the word zachin is a dead giveaway. It's based on zachin liyadim shleilifam. Abai didn't come up with any new idea that the shtar is kind of, if there will be a tvisus bala shtar later. The shtar is kinder from the time that it became a shtar. Why should you say such a definition? That's the Nesivus' definition. Why should you say such a definition? So Tosfos says, nah. Eidei Chasima Zochin Loy is just a repeat of the old din of Zochin Loy Anush Loy Lefanam. When I ask the Eidim to sign the shtar, they're kinder the shtar on behalf of the Malva. The question is, well, where were they kinder the shtar? Did I give it to them and tell them to pick it up? If I give you the shtar and say, pick it up on behalf of Pliny, okay, then I can say, Zachal Yom Shloim Levonim. If I would have given the shtar to the Malva himself, that would be Tvisas Bala Shtar. I give the shtar to the Eidim and they pick it up, so they have the Tvisas Bala Shtar on behalf of the Malva. But it doesn't say in the Gemara the Eidim pick it up, so the Eidim sign it. Bachasuma, Aiden, Bachasuma, when they sign it, Zachelot. What kind of Zachelot signed for them? They didn't do a Tvisis Balashtah. So here, within Taisis, there are two Mahalchim, how to understand. Taisis clearly holds. We don't pass in the whole day of Abai. We don't pass in Eid Vachasim of Zachelot. But just to understand what does it mean, Eid Vachasim of Zachelot is to hear. There are two versions in Achrayim how to understand, and it's Nagel Lalach, even though we don't pass in like Abaye, it is Nagel Lalach. I'll explain in half a minute. So some Achrayim say like this: what constitutes Tfisis Balashtar? Let's say when the Loiber hands over the Shtar to the Malva, then the Shtar starts to function. What do you mean he hands over? It has to be in his hand. And what if it's on the table? Let's say the Malva is sitting on the other side of the table. I say, here's the Shtar. And I push it on the table and it rolls over a little bit. So is it good or is it no good? So a group of Achrayim say, that's also Tfisis Balashtar. You don't know how much Tfisa, Kinyan Yad, Kinyan Hakbor. It's Tachas Yodai, it's in his possession. Tachas Yodai, if he has Shlit over it, that's also called Tfisis Balashtar. So when the Eidim are signing, the Shtar is on the table, and it says, this is to ascertain that the Loiba borrowed $1,000 from the Malva, and today's date is the end of this, whatever. And the Eidim signed. So when the Eidim are signing, the document is Tachas Yodai, not Tachas Yodai, and they don't have their hands on the document. But they're signing on it. So since it's in a certain sense it's under their shlita, so that's called if they would have been the Malva and the Malva would have his hand on the shtar, that would be Tvisis Balashtar. So the Malva is not here. Malva didn't come back from Eretz Yisrael yet. So when the Yehidim are signing, they have the shtar Tachas Yodim. So that's called Zochem Leol Shleib Fano, that's considered Tvisis Balashtar, that was done on behalf of the Malva. That's the Pashup Shah. The Pnei Yeshua has the Harifis. How to explain this? So he says, no, when the Eidim sign the signatures on the bottom of the shtar, it's considered as if they made a kinyan on the piece of paper. They made a kinyan. What's that kinyan? What kinyan did they make by signing? So he said, Pnei Yeshua writes, I don't sit and read Pnei Yeshua, but this one is quoted by the Pesach Tshuva Halacha L'maaseh, Neven Ezer. He quotes Achrayim and make a whole discussion Halacha L'maaseh on this Pnei Yeshua. So Pnei Yeshua says, there is a cloud. There is a discussion in the Gemara. There is a machlekes in the Gemara, and the end of Ovakam, and other places. Do you say Uman Koyin in the Shrachli, or Ein Uman Koyin in the Shrachli? Uman Koyin in the Shrachli means the following. Let's say I give you raw material. I give you a lump of gold. So much gold, so much silver. I say, take this gold and make me a beautiful ring. Make an ornament. Make a tashin. So originally when I gave you the gold, it was worth $1,000. Now that you made something fancy out of it, now it's worth $10,000, $2,000, whatever, it's worth more. So the question is, and I agreed, no, I'm going to pay you for doing the work. So the Gemara has a shaila. How do you understand the nature of the chiyuv to pay? Is it that the original piece of gold is worth $1,000? And now it's worth $2,000, so the extra $1,000 is really yours. Uman koine v'shvachkli. The basic $1,000 was mine. I never lost my ownership on it. I didn't give it to you with my tona. I gave it to you. You should work on it. But now that you did the work, you created shvach. So now the piece of gold is worth $2,000 because of the design or whatever it is. So the extra $1,000 belongs to you. So I should really pay you $1,000, but I'm not interested in paying you $1,000. Sugar dap muzak. So we made up in advance that after you're going to make this improvement, to make it worth instead of $1,000, the raw material is going to be worth $2,000, so you're going to sell me the extra $1,000 for $50, for $100, I'm going to pay you. But what I'm paying you is not really schiris peilin, I'm paying to buy $1,000 worth of value. So it's really demei hamekah. So there wouldn't be a din of l'solom pulo sacharit chadoike. Or should you say no? What has it got to do? What do you mean, the mehabekach? The raw material is mine. So the din is arayashbach. Let's say I have a field, and I have trees growing from the field. Or let's say I have a field, and you come and you plant trees on the field, and the trees start to grow. So the din is arayashbach, hakarka shalei hishbiach. Since the ara is the Aramaic for eretz. Since the karka belongs to me, so whatever grows from the karka belongs to me also. If I own the basic thing, so whatever grows, whatever stems out of it, also belongs to me. So here also, I originally gave you this $1,000 worth of raw material, the gold. And I said, such a fancy tachshit. So now that the tachshit is now worth $2,000 instead of $1,000, the extra $1,000 belongs to me. That's based on the principle of Aroi Ashbach. Aroi Ashbach doesn't only apply to karka, it applies to any metalkin. If I have a chicken and chicken lays an egg, the hen lays an egg, so the hen, the egg belongs to the bala hen. Whoever owns the hen owns the egg that comes out of it. They say I have a cow and the cow gives off milk. Whoever owns the cow owns the milk. Any karka on metalkin, whatever you own something, and it gives off teres, something stems out of it. So whoever owns the original thing owns the things that come out from it also. So here also, when I gave you the original raw material worth $1,000, and I asked you to make a fancy tachshit out of it, and now it's worth $2,000. The extra $1,000 belongs to me based on the din of Aroi Ashbach. But I agreed to pay you $100. Schiris Poyolim. I agreed to pay you Schiris Poyolim. Oh, if it's Schiris Poyolim, then it's subject to the din of Lasalam Pula Sachar Yitzchak Boker. That din, you have to pay the worker the same day that he finishes the job. Special din only by Schiris Poyolim. Doesn't apply to Demei Amekach. When I buy merchandise, I don't have to pay dafke unless we stipulated in advance, but there is no such halacha. You have to pay mamash on the spot. So the Gemara in the end of Bava Kamma has this shaila. How do you understand the nature of the chiyuv to pay an uman? Should you say uman is koyin mishrachli or uman is not koyin mishrachli? How do you pass kalach alamaisa is also a deal. Tesis is not sure. Akminta has no. Signing today may bring about a kilkul. It has today's date. He's not going to give over the shtar to the malva until another 6 months from now. And then later on, it'll come to collect. If the loiva doesn't have any assets to pay, and the bezin is going to go to the lakuchas, the bezin will know. They'll be misled to think that there was a shiv nechasim from today's date. And it's not true. Shiv nechasim doesn't begin until the date that the shtar is given over. So how do you allow that? So Abayi says, no problem. So Rov HaRishon, Ruba the Ruba HaRishon, they're not passing like Abayi. We pass and it's only permissible for the Eidim to sign such a star. If the Eidim gave a Kenyan Suda to the Loiva on behalf of the Malva, using the principles of Zachalon Shlod Fonov, and that Kenyan Suda was Allah Tanai, in the event that the Malva will lend you the money, we want to create the Shin Mechos and the Yachshin. That's how we pass. It's only allowed Kanam Yod. But Abayi holds in the Reed, Bala Tesis, Paschal, like Abayi says, no, you do say Zachman Shleimchon. So in the Zachman Shleimchon, you have these two shittas, how does it work? So the Melchamis, seems the Ramban Melchamis is going with the shita of the Nesidas, clearly, that Eide Bachsumu Zachman Loi has to do with Eide Chasima Karsi. He's signing today, may bring about a kilkul. Leiches dilma kasel vilas benisim lalov at tishrei. As today's date, he's not going to give over the shtar to the malva until another 6 months from now. And then later on, when it'll come to collect, if the loiva doesn't have any assets to pay, and the bezin is going to go to the lakuchas, the bezin won't know. They'll be misled to think that there was a shiv nechasim from today's date, and it's not true. Shiv nechasim doesn't begin until the date that the shtar is given over. So how do you allow that? So Abayi says, no problem. So Rov HaRishonim, Ruva the Ruva HaRishonim, they're not paskin like Abayi. We paskin, it's only permissible for the Eidim to sign such a shtar. If Konami Yodoy, if the Eidim gave a kinyan suda to the loiva on behalf of the malva, using the principles of Zachalon Shloiva Konav, and that kinyan suda was Alat Tanai, in the event that the malva will lend you the money, we want to create the Shin Nechos and the Yachshim. That's how we paskin. It's only allowed Konami Yodoy. But Abayi holds in the Ri, Bala Tayshin, paskin like Abayi says, no, you do say Zachalon Shloiva Konav. So the Zachalon Shloiva Konav, you have these two shittas, how does it work? So the Melchames, seems the Ramban Melchames is going with the sheet of the Nesidus, clearly, that Eidah Bachsum Zachon Loi has to do with Eidah Chassim Akarsi. That's when you created the Chepta of the Shtar. So true, for the Kinyan of the Shtar, you have to have Tfisus Baal HaShtar, you have to hand it over. But once you hand it over, then the Halacha says that it's Koinel HaMafreya without using any tricks of Zachon Loi Adam Shloi Bifon. The word Zachon Loi is not to be connected with the principle of Zachon Loi Adam Shloi Bifon, according to the Ramban. It just means when you'll actually do the Mesivas Ashtar later, you'll do the Tvisus Baal Ashtar, it'll take effect from the time that it existed as a Ashtar. And that's even Abayi, who holds like our Blazer, is masking the Eidah Chassim Akarsi also. So when the Eidim signed it, they created the Chetz of Ashtar. And the Balei HaTesis say that that's not true. The Balei HaTesis, Bekama Mekoim, is the main one, is in Gittin, Abdallah, and Manal, but other places, HaTesis disagree strongly with this whole sheet of the Rif and the Ramban. There's 2 days in Mechaber. How you pass? We pass in Allah like Rav Lozer, that Eidim is Sira Karsi. He said, 2 days in Mechaber doesn't mean either Eidim Chassima or Eidim is Sira, or no, only Eidim is Sira Karsi. Eidim Chassima is absolutely useless. And Mechaber quotes, the Rif and the Ramam and the Goinim hold either or, and the Balei HaTesis is saying no. Balei HaTesis with the Balamor is saying no, it's only Eidim is Sira. Eidim Chassima is irrelevant. So within the Balei HaTesis, who cares? Do not learn like the Ramban. They hold that Eidah Chassim of Zachalo has nothing to do with Eidah Chassim of Karsi. So what is it based on? The Teisa Sheet is that it's just an application of an old principle of Zachalo Yodim Shleifon. So where is Zachalo Yodim Shleifon? So the Achrenim have these two Mahalchim. Either that's the Tvisus Baal HaShtar. When they're signing the Shtar is Tachas Yodim. So that's also called Tvisus Baal HaShtar. And this Pnei Yeshua came up with an Einfall, a Harif is the Einfall, that you say, woman kainim ishvachlitz. I say it's nagel la'aloche, because the Achrenim have the Pesachei Tshuva, and Hilchas Gittin has the following discussion. We have a chumra in Hilchas Gittin that when a man wants to divorce his wife, so the din is that the get has to be written shmo. That's a din, that's not a chumra. The get has to be written shmo as a din that's learned out from a pasuk and chumash, a din derais. So we have a chumra in Shulchan Aruch that in order that it should be considered l'shmo, the paper has to belong to the husband. Why? Because you need tzivui habal. That's a din in the Gemara. The husband, let's say the sofer and little village, you don't have so many couples there. The sofer has nothing to do all day long. So he sits and he writes gittin for all the families, just in case they decide to get divorced. I'll have a get written up for them. Just in case they decide to get divorced, he writes up the gittin for every couple. And then somebody decides to get divorced. He says, okay, have it on the file, here's the get. So the din is that it's no good. The get is only called ksiva lishmo. It's not a din lishmo of what you have in zin at the time that you're writing get. It's only called ksiva lishmo if there was tzivui habal. If the sefer was authorized by the husband to write the get in advance. If he writes on his own without tzivui habal, it's no good. And we assume that it's no good min atayla. That's the way in Shulchan Aruch we pass from that it's not. There's a tesis in there that says it's only no good min derabonim. Tesis on yud gimel min al. But that's not even quoted in Shulchan Aruch. We assume in Shulchan Aruch that it's a psul deraisa, that it's not called ksiva lishmo, unless the Baal authorized the Eidim that they should write the get lishmo. So what do you mean, the Baal authorizes, I'm going to tell the sofer, write a get lishmo on your paper, I'm a Baal Avos, on your paper? So that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch, the paper has to belong to the husband, the pen has to belong to the husband, the ink has to belong to the husband. And then the husband gives it to the sofer and says, this is my pen, this is my ink, this is my paper. Now I give you instructions, I'm a Baal Avos, to give instructions, it's mine. So I say, write the get lishmo that I should be able to divorce my wife. The paper's not mine, So there's no possibility of tzibah. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Is it midina? Is it a chumer? That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So the Pesachei Tshuva has the following order. After the Sefer writes the Ger to Shmo, so according to the Pnei Yeshua, he should say Uman Kaina Bishvachli. So now there's a shutzvus between the husband and the Sefer and the piece of paper. Now the husband requests of the witnesses that they should sign the Shmo. How is he a balabos to authorize the Edom that they should sign the Shmo if the piece of paper is half his and half the Sefer's? If he should say Uman Kaina Bishvachli, so he's not, he has a shutzvus, but he has a partner. The Sefer is a shutzvus and the piece of paper of the get, because it went up in value after the Sefer finished writing. So the piece of paper is worth more now than it was before. Let's say you have a piece of paper and Rembrandt comes and he paints a Rembrandt. He paints a beautiful picture on it, an ugly picture, whatever. His name is Rembrandt, so he gets away with it. So he paints a whole picture of it. So the piece of paper is worth more now than it was before. So the Sefer wrote a whole get on a piece of paper. It's worth more now than it was before. So if you say, Umakoyin Rishvachli, so they become Shutfim. They become shutzim on the piece of paper. So then how can the husband authorize the Eidim after the Sefer writes it that they should sign the get? So they have Balabas to give instructions. So that's what the Achrayim have a chumra, that after the Sefer finishes writing the get, he should give the get back to the husband. He should pick it up and say he has a mind to decline the piece of paper back again in case the Sefer was kind of the Shvach Kli. Only kind of Shvach Kli places as a suffix whether we pass him like that. It's quoted in the Yeridei by Tfilas Kalim. They quote the Sufik of Tesis. What do you say? Umakain and Shakli. So if you all do Umakain and Shakli, so the Sefer has to be marked with a piece of paper back to the husband before he has a right to instruct the Yadim that they should sign. So that's where that Tanei Yeshua is quoted by Loch. Anyway, this is the Kasha. That's what I mentioned a couple of weeks ago. This Kasha, Astira Nabai, that's not what Tesis says. Tesis says a different Kasha. In order to understand what Tosfos says, that would take a while. You gotta know a lot more Gemaras to understand what Tosfos is asking about that. If what? Yeah, it's understood that everything was Allah Tanai. The Uman Koinim is the everything. Eidach Simav Zachen Loi with the Kon and the Yoda, everything was on the understanding that it will ultimately lead to a Matan Ahavor, a Matan Mois, with a Mesiris Ashtar.
Now you have to specify.
Yes. The Gemara says, Dan Bav Metzi. The Gemara asked that. So the Gemara says, no, that's self-understood. That's self-understood. That if it never leads up to the Ahavor,
so you can always make
Kinyan with it tonight. The Gemara says it's obvious that the Kohen of the Yod was Allah Tanai and the woman in the Eidabach Sim was Zachon, everything is Allah Tanai, that there will be a Halvor and he actually will hand over the Shtar, the Loi will hand over the Shtar to the Mal. That's what you see even more. Kohen of the Yod makes a call also. Yeah, it says in Chosha Mish, but based on this Gemara, it says like this. Let's say if you have a Milval Peh, you can only collect from B'nai Chorim. You can't collect from Mishabodim. Because Milbal Peh Leis Lekola, Man Yozit and Sina Yozit, people don't want to advertise to the whole world that they owe money. So since Leis Lekola, so there's going to be a Pseidah de Lekuchas. So if you have a Milbal Peh, then you cannot collect from the Lekuchas. And Milbal Dishtar, that's the last Mishnah in Bovasa. Milbal Dishtar, you can collect from the Lekuchas. Why? Because it's Lekola. Because the Edim who signed will already tell the whole world that he borrowed money, so there won't be any chashash of Seder de Lekuchas. So it says in Chosha Mish, but what happens if the Loi that borrowed money from the Malva Milbal Peh, there's no Shtar, but the Malva said, I want to make a Kabbalah's Kinyan that you owe me the money. What do you need a Kabbalah's Kinyan? He borrowed the money. Of course he owes the money. Hazak, it's Kana Miyodah. So the Mechaber quotes from the Rishonim, if it's a Milbal Peh with Kana Miyodah, there's Shiva Nechassim. You see from this Gemara? So we assume that Stam Kinyan L'Ksiv Oimei. We assume that's Tak on the next daf, on Chof Tes on the days. There's a long Tesis of the Hoide B'Knei Shtayim, there's a Gemara Ksiv is like that. Whenever you make a Kinyan Suter, we assume that the people who are watching have a right to write a Shtar, even if they don't consult the Loiva. Because Stam Kinyan L'Ksiv Oimei, Kinyan Suter, we assume is probably going to lead up to a Shtar. So it's going to have the same color as a Shtar. If he gives everybody permission to talk about the fact that he owes the money to the Malva.
Makom Kana Miyado is not a Kinyan Dvarim. But what do you mean by Kinyan Dvarim? Kana Miyado means. Create now an obligation. Kana Miyado, that I, the Loiva, obligate myself to the Malva who's still in Eretz Yisrael, didn't come back yet. I obligate myself to give the Malva $1,000 and I'm a Shabbat over Karkoes on the condition that sometime in the future he will actually lend me the money and I will give him the document. So it's a Hiskaivus, I exist. I can obligate myself to give you money in, out of the clear blue sky. Let's say I don't owe you any money. In halacha like that, in secular law maybe not, but in halacha is like that. I obligate myself to give you $1,000 not in exchange for anything that you ever did for me. So the halacha says if you make a kinyan suda, I owe the money. The lien. Once I owe you the money, so I can make the shiba nechasim on the shiba nechasim is like an orei. The Gemara in the end of Bava Basra has an expression: nechsoy the barinish, the karkoes that the person owns inon areidinle. It's like an orei. If the loiva doesn't have money to pay, so you go to the orei. See here also, I'm the loiva. I already obligated myself to give you. You didn't come back from Eretz Yisrael yet. So the Aiden made a Kenyan Suda with me. I obligated myself that I owe you $1,000 tonight that you're going to lend me $1,000. If you never lend me, I'm the poor man. I'm the loiva. I want to borrow from you. But I create the Shibud Aguf right now. I owe you $1,000. Once I owe you $1,000, I can have an Arev. Have all of my karkos are Arevim for this Chayv that I just created. With the same Kodam Yodah, with the same Kabbalah's Kenyan Suda with which I create the Shibud Aguf on myself that I hereby owe you $1,000. Allah Tanai that you lend me in the future, with the same Kinyan Suda, I can be Meshabit all of my karkoes to this Chayv to pay up this $1,000 debt that I just created.
Can you obligate to use those transactions?
You can do that also, yeah. That's what the Gemara calls a plain Kana Miyada. This Kana Miyada was Allah Tanai. The Loiva says, if he lends me $1,000 in the future, I want to create the Shibud Haguf as of now, and Mela the Shibud Nechasim also to back up the Shibud Haguf, to cover as an order for the Shibud Haguf. You can have a case, stop Kana Miyada. I like you, I want to create a Hischaivus, I promise to give you $1,000. You're afraid I'll change my mind, so you want to make a Kabbalah's Kinyan Suda. So you give me a Suda, I say, by my accepting your handkerchief, your Suda, hereby obligate myself to give you the $1,000. Finished, I can't back out anymore. It's no longer a level of promises. I'm legally bound, based on Chayshim Mishpat, to pay you the money. That's Kana Miyada. That's Kana Miyada. In this case, the Kana Miyada is Allah Tanai that he's going to lend me the money. You can have other case Kana Miyada without a Tanai. I own the loiva owned all the karkoes now. So he makes a shibud aguf. I owe the malva as of now $1,000, and I hereby mishabed all the karkoes that I possess now to that debt. With respect, what's the relevance of being mishabed the karkoes in the event that I'll sell a karkoes, or that I'll give the karkoes away to matana to someone else, so the malva will be able to collect from the lukuchas and the kavli matana? Yes. That was the end of the Sugya of Krogan.
According to Pei Yeshua, Zochin is never a Kinyan except the Shvat?
No. Zochin is like this. I want to give you a watch, and you're not here. So I give the watch to someone else. So the Kinyan that you would have made, what Kinyan would you make? A Kinyan Hakbor? So he made the Kinyan Hakbor, and you'll be here. So if I have a Shtar, the Loiva has a Shtar. So when he gives the Shtar to the Malva, that's called Tfisus Balashtar. The loiva is called the Das HaMeschayiv. The Das HaMeschayiv has to authorize the writing in the shtar, because the shtar is detrimental to the loiva. So he's called the Das HaMeschayiv. The Malva is the Balashtar, the one for whom the shtar was intended to be delivered. So the Tvisus Balashtar is what clinches every shtar. If I write a shtar and I don't give it over to the Balashtar, it didn't take effect yet. So when the loiva will give it over to the Malva, there'll be a Tvisus Balashtar. The loiva didn't give it to the Malva. So what do you mean, Eidabach Simon Zochen Loi? So Tyson understands. If the loiva tells the Aiden, sign the document and pick it up on behalf of the malva, that would have been great. Let the loiva tell the Aiden, pick it up. But Abai doesn't say that the Aiden pick it up. He says that when they sign, what good is signing? Signing is not the kinyan. The kinyan is supposed to consist of tvisas balashtar. Tvisa means a tvisa, you have to hold on to it. Like you have to have a hakbor, you have to have something. A Kinyan Yad if you hold the watch in your hand. So if he holds it in his hand on your behalf, he made a Kinyan Yad on your behalf. But just the Adam sign the name, there's no Tvisis Balashtar. So some of the Achorim understand that's Tvisis Balashtar, it's Tachas Yodom. It doesn't have to be Tvisa holding like a diploma, holding in the hand. If it's under your hand, the Adam sign it. It's on a table, that's called Tvisis Balashtar. Today Yeshua came up with this very colorful pshat, a very original Harifas Dikip pshat, that Ulman Kaidim Ishvakali, since the Eidim, when they signed it, are improving the value, they're appreciating the value of the piece of paper, so they become Shutfimin, and if you should accept that La Locha, that's Machlokes Shailan Din, whether we pass like that. So therefore, that itself is a Kenyan. It's not a regular Kenyan like Hakor, Mashiach, Yad, Kotzer, Khalifan, or anything like that. It's an irregular, it's a new kind of a Kenyan. Whoever creates Shrach becomes an owner of that Shrach. So it's, the Adam signing the Shrach is a new kind of a Kenyan. What's the Kenyan? Okay. But the Chasima wasn't kind of a Torah's Chasima. The Ramban holds Eidim Achsim of Zochel is based on Eidim Chasima currency, based on that din. And Tesis holds not at all, not at all. Abai doesn't hold Eidim Chasima currency. Eidim Chasima when they sign is irrelevant. The Eidim sign is a din of Zochel Lai. Din of Zochel Lai, but where's the Zochel? You have to have the Kenyan. The Kenyan is either the Tvisas Balashtar, it's called Tachas Yodam, or the Kenyan is the Mashgiach Zayin, the creating Shvach. So that makes you a Shutif, that makes the Eidim a Shutif. Okay, okay. So they made a Kenyan by creating the Shlach. Okay. This was the sugi. We learned, just to review again, I want to review a little bit because we left out one Mechudish Dikashit. The Mishneh on Chav Zayin on the base listed off Elohim HaKroivim, and we went through the whole sugi. How far does it go? How far did the Kroivim go? So Rishon, the Rishon is Pasul, and Rishon Sheni is Pasul, Sheni Sheni is Pasul, and Sheni Bishlishi is a Machloikis, and we pass from Kosher, that's in Yesh Nochem, the end of Bo Basra, the Rashi and Tesis quoted it, Bob Basa Kufnun Ches, and the Rif quotes it. Sheini Bishlish is kosher. What about Shlishi Berishain? Is a Machlekes HaRishain had a Paskin, but a grandfather and a grandson is possible. The Gemara says, and don't tell me that Shlishi Berishain is kosher. So grandfather and grandson is also kosher. The Gemara says, that's one opinion. We don't pass like that, so we went through the three sheep as well. And then there's a din of Balki Ishtoi, so you say Balki Ishtoi even twice, not only once. Two sisters who are both married, so that's geese. A geese is a brother-in-law based on two marriages, so you can say Balki Ishtoi twice, and the Ramban holds that's only with the Rabbanon. Then I tell you, only say Balki Ishtoi once, and a double Balki Ishtoi is only with the Rabbanon. The Muhammad says, with the Nafkamina for Kiddushin, yeah, Nafkamina is whether the Psuvi Edom are their eyes or the Rabbanon. Fine. And then on the level of Sheni Bisheni, you don't say, let's say, two girls are first cousins, and they're both married, so you don't say Balki Ishtoi twice. The level of Sheni Bisheni. The level of Rishon Bisheni, that's a Shaylei Rishon. 2 days in the Chaber, but if you have an aunt and a niece, and the aunt is married and the niece is married, so you have the uncle with the nephew by double marriage, that's a Rishon Bisheni. Do you say Rishon Bisheni, Balki Ishtoi twice or not? So that's a Shaylei, 2 days in the Chaber. Fine. So we learned all the Gemaras. There was one Shtikla Gemara that we skimmed over, we didn't spend too much time on. Because we learned the Pashup Shot. Let me do it again. The Gemara has here on Chof Ches Amir Aleph on the fourth line from the top. The din is that the Pasuk that everything is based on is Layumsu Ovois Al Bonim. Bonim Layumsu Al Ovois. You can't give an Einish Misa, Lechiv Misa, Liftur Misa, Mominus, Lechiv Mominus, Liftur Mominus, everything is included. Akobak on Niko. But what does the Pasuk say? A person cannot testify for or against his relative. So the Gemara asks on the fourth line from the top, just a minute, Ashtachan Banim Lahadodi. The Pasuk only says that cousins cannot testify for or against each other. Or brothers. Brothers cannot testify for or against each other. What about two brothers testifying about a stranger? Where do you see from the Chumash that that's not acceptable? Banim La'alma Minola. How do you know? Kroivim. Two brothers, two cousins. That they cannot serve as aid against a stranger. So the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Bachomer, Svarahu Kiditan. Rabbi Bachomer says, it'll be Eidu Shi'i Ata Yochel Azim. We have a din that it says in the Chumash, if witnesses testify, the Mominus and the Foshes and Malkus, whatever it is, and then we prove that they testified falsely by another pair of witnesses coming and being mazim dead means not that they say faker. The first two witnesses say the Reuben harig Hashem, and the second two witnesses say Reuben boy harig Hashem. So that's trey. So you don't know who's telling the truth and telling a lie. No, the second pair of witnesses say, how can you testify that Reuben killed Shimon in New York on Monday night? You were still in Eretz Yisrael. You didn't even come back from Yefta Yomtiv. You weren't even there. So it's not shy. So then the Torah is mechadish, if you believe the second card, you don't believe the first card, and you punish the first card. Fine. So we have a deal, not only that's a pasuk in Chumash, so the Gemara has a deal, not only is there an institution of Hazam, but we can only accept witnesses who testify if they constitute, if witnesses come and they testify about a story. And the din is that even if we'll catch them in a lie, even if we'll be mazim them, we won't be able to punish them for some reason or another. So we cannot accept such weaknesses in the first place. That's either shi'i atayochal azimo, cannot be accepted. So Gemara later in Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says over here, if you're going to have two brothers who are going to testify that Reuben is chayv nisa. So where's their pasuk that is not good? So Rami Bachomer says, svaru, as was. And Kiditanya, we have a din in it, Tosef, Deinen, Nashim Zayinim, Imad, Shizom, Ushnehen. The only time you give a punishment of Kasha Zamam is if you mazim both. And if you have five witnesses, you have to be mazim, Shizom, Ukulam, you have to be mazim all five. The Yisal Kedaita, Bonim Lial Mokshem, and if you're going to think that two brothers or two cousins can testify together about another person, whether he's Chai Mom and Chai Nisa, so it's always going to be Eda Shehi Ata Yochala Hazima. Why? Because if you'll be mazim, then, let's say the two brothers, if you'll be mazim, the two of us that were telling a lie, so you're going to give me kasha zaman. But you only give me kasha zaman if you mazim my brother also. So then it turns out that I get the death penalty, or I have to pay money because of my brother. So then it comes out that a brother, you're taking a brother's testimony and making me pay mammon, and making me get malchus, I'm going to get nisa because of my brother's testimony. Because he can only give me, you can only give him kasha zaman if you mazim me. He can only give me the punishment of kasha zaman if you mazim him. Eilim nasim zemim imachi yizam ushneim, machi yizam ukula. Yisal kadaitach. And if you're going to think bonim le'al maksherim, the two craving together can testify about a stranger, because the Eidim are not related to the need, to the baldovar. Nimzei zemim merim, beidah sochi, it's going to come out that he's getting a punishment because of his brother's age. So the Gemara says, that's ridiculous. Well, what do you mean? The brother didn't testify for me or against me. Me and my brother both testified that he's chayiv nisa, that he's chayiv malka, that he's chayiv mamon, whatever. And then you mazim us. So what has it got? Achi yizom ukur, machi yizom ushneim. But what has it got to do? I'm getting a death penalty, I'm getting a kashan because of my brothers. Nah. We both testified about a stranger, and then they caught us in a lie. We got caught, and they were mazim us. So they give us kasha zama. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that has nothing to do. Nimsa ach. You can't say that I'm getting punished because of my brothers. I'm getting punished because of my good and my sweet tongue, because I gave Eid Shek. This Allah, Achi is almost named, so you have to be mazim my brother also. But my brother is not testifying for or against me. It has nothing. The Gemara uses the expression, Hazama me al makasi. The Nazimim are testifying against us that we lie. But my brother is not testifying for or against me. The Hazama is me'al mekos. The Hazama comes from the second cut, who is mazim the first cut. So the Gemara proves it. Amalei Rav, the Rav proves that Rami Bacham is wrong from a Mishnah Bava Basa. The Mishnah Bava Basa has a machlekes of Akiva and a Chachamah. The Akiva holds a pasuk al pishnei neidim yokum dova. It says al pishnei, doesn't say that. It says al pishnei neidim al pishlosh neidim yokum dova. There's one pasuk by Din and Nefashis. It says al pishnei neidim al pishlosh neidim yumas aneis. And there's such a similar pasuk by Maimonides that says al pishnei edim. It doesn't say shnayim. It says al pishnei edim, al pishlosh edim, yokum dover. So Rabbi Kiva takes the word dover and he says, oh, dover or lechatzi dover. The edim have to tell a whole story. If they tell a half a story, we can't accept it. You can't take a half and a half and a half and put it all together. You have to have either dover shalom, you don't accept it all. So it's a machlekes. But the basim nun vavon, the day, is in the middle of, towards the end of Per Cheskes Abad. Cheskes Abad is a din like this. You have a karaka. For the last 100 years, the karka belonged to your grandfather, your great-grandfather, your father, now belongs to you. It's your karka. And now all of a sudden, you went away to Eretz Yisrael for a couple of years, and I moved in. And then you come back and you say, my boy's Bahayar, what are you doing? This is my karka for my father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, all the way back till Sheikh Shishmei Grange, whatever. And I say, I bought it. So you say, is that so? Where's the document? So I have no way to prove it. So really, the Morikama, the original owner, should be able to take back his karka. So the Mishnah says, if I can bring witnesses, Cheskas Abab Mishol Hashan, if I can bring witnesses that I was eating Achilas Peres, I was living in the house, I was living in the field, and using it normally, Kediabdi Inchi, I was using it normally, not that I disappeared every other month, I was using it every day, like normal people live in the karka, for 3-4 years, and I have a chazaka sheishi matayna. I bought the karka, and I misplaced the shtar. I threw it out. How long am I mechuyev to keep all the old shtar? So if I can prove, so the Gemara is the only mechuyev to hold on for 3 years. So after 3 years, and I bring witnesses who say I had achilas peres for 3 years, so I believe the time of death is mine. So there's a machlekes, Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim. Do you have to have the same kata edim, the same two witnesses to testify on achilas peres for all 3 years? Or is it good, let's say, who's going to testify that I was living in the karka? Shivavi, the Gemara says, the neighbors. So sometimes the neighbors change. So the Gemara says, what if you have two neighbors on the first year, two neighbors on the second year, two neighbors on the third year? So that's the original machlek, Rabbi Akiva and Chacham. Rabbi Akiva says it's no good. You have to have the same two witnesses on all 3 years. If you only have witnesses on part of the years, the other witnesses on the other part, that's dover v'lechatzi dover. We don't accept it at all. The Gemara says we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva, we paskin like the Chachamim. If you have one katedim for the Shana Vishayna, another katedim for the Shana Shliya, a third katedim for the Shana Shlishis, that's accepted. Not only that, the Mishnah says Shlosha Achim. The Echad Mitztarachim on Harayela Gimel Eidoyis. The Gemara says even good in this case. And the Shana Mishayna, I have Reuven, that's the three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. So Shana Mishayna, Reuven was my next door neighbor, and a stranger. The stranger is there for the last 5 years. And the stranger says, I lived in this house, I had a Cheskas Abatim for 3 years in a row. That's Eid Echad. He says I was there for 3 years. Who's the other Eid who says I was there for 3 years? So for the first year is Reuven, the second year is Shimon, the brother, and the third year is Levi, three different brothers. So is that good? So the Mishnah says also good. We pass from according to Rabbi Akiva is no good. You have to have the same two witnesses testifying on all the 3 years. We don't pass from like Rabbi Akiva. We pass from that's not full. We hold there is a din of Chatzi Dov, but that's not a good example. We hold this case is not an example of Chatzi Dov, but this case is acceptable. So not only do we pass from it's good, if there are six witnesses, two witnesses, Reuven and Shimon on the first year, Levi and Yehuda on the second year, and Sochan Zvulun on the third year, even if you have one witness on all 3 years, and the other three witnesses, the first year, the second year, the third year, are three brothers, Shlosha Achir, who are testifying in each one of the 3 years, the Acher, the Echot Mitztarvimam, and a stranger, so all you need, you have four witnesses. You don't have six, you have four witnesses. One testifies on all 3 years, and the other three are brothers, is good. It's acceptable. Either they're brothers. No, what do you mean they're not brothers? How can you accept the testimony of two brothers? The Mishnah says, not a testimony of two brothers. On the Shana Rishayna, we have Reuven with a stranger. On the Shana Shniya, you have Shimon with a stranger. Shana Shlishis, you have Levi with a stranger. Every year is good. The Shaila is, though, but what if you're Mazim then? What if it turns out at the end, they're all lying, they were in China. The Bechlav, they weren't even here. The whole story is like Dubin Balayah, the whole thing is a lie. They were trying to steal the karka from the Murakama. So, Vasisim Lakashazalam Lassus Liochi, these four guys, the three brothers with the Acher, were all in cahoots together to steal the field from the Murakama. So they have to pay him, he gets back. If once you mazim all the four, Imanu Hayisim, they weren't even here. So the Murakama gets back his karka. And not only does he get his back his karka, these four guys have to pay. They were trying to be mopsed in the karka, so they all pay. So the one of them pays half. The one, the Acher, Mitztarvimam, pays half. And each one of the three brothers pays 1/6 of the value of the karka. So the guys in the Morakam is going to get back kefil. He gets back his karka, plus he gets the kasha zamam, that the four witnesses who were all lying, they were all huzmo, they have to pay. So it says in the Mishnah, but they only pay kasha zamam if achir zamam pulam. You have to be mazim all the four chevra. If you only mazim three out of the four, there's no kasha zamam because that's the law. The heimed is achas lahazamam. For hazamam purposes, in order to make all the four pay, you have to be mazim all of them. So the Gemara asks, you have to be mazim all four. So the three brothers are not going to get punished kasha zamam. They're not going to have to pay their 1/6 of the value of the karka unless you imagine their brothers also. So it doesn't turn out that the brother is getting punished because of the testimony of his brother. The Gemara says, no, Rabbi Tainis, no, Zetman Beferish, that word, Ela Hazama Mi Alma Kasi. That's not cool. A brother is punished because of the testimony of his brother. He's punished because the Mizinim came and they ascertained that they were lying. All the three brothers were in favor of the Machzik. They weren't testifying for or against each other. So that's why Rabbi argued with Rami Bacham. It's Mahazama Mi Alma Kasi. Achaname Hazama Mi Alma Kasi. So how do you know that it's no good? So you can't say that the reason why it's no good over here, how do you know that two brothers can't testify together? The Pasuk Chumash only says a person cannot testify for or against the relative. Who state the two relatives together? The first, Sovar Rami Bacham and Neymar, Svarah. Rami Bacham saw it, says Svarah, because it'll be Eidah Shiyat Yochal Azima. Because if two brothers testify together about a third person that he owes money, so you're only going to punish him if you'll mazim him his brother as well. So Nimtza Eid Zayn and Mishalein, but once Rabbi shows that that's wrong, Azala Mi'am Kosa said, what's the reason? How do you know that two brothers cannot testify? The Gemara says, not Pasuk. The Gemara says, it says in the Pasuk, there's an extra plural. There's a Grosha that tells you, Bonim Lahagadi is no good, and Bonim Lahm is also no good. That's what it says in the Gemara. So there in Baba Basra and Dachman Vav, there's not the Pasuk Pshat Ni'mah. There in Barmbasa and Daf Nevo, we have a pirush from the Rimigash and Barmbasa. The Rimigash was the Rambam's father's Rebbe. Rimigash was a Talmud of the Rif. And the Rambam met him as a young child and he gave him a broche, he should be matzleh on learning. And the Rambam writes about the Rimigash, Sichlo Mavis B'chol HaTalmud. He was such a super genius. Sichlo Mavis B'chol HaTalmud, they shouldn't be. So the Rimigash has the Chidushim on Barmbasa. He writes on this Mishnah. The Haim Eidur Sachas L'Hazama means if you'll be mazim all four, they won't pay a penny. Because Nimtza Eid Zayim and Mishalein Al Piyochi. So they don't pay. Since the halacha would require Achia Zamu Kulam, exactly what the Gemara said, so therefore you don't pay. So the Ramban quotes the Rimagash and he says, how does he read the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Shtetach Beferish Fakir. How is it possible to read the Gemara? It says, no, Hazama Mi'alma Kasi. How does he read the Gemara? That's exactly what the Gemara backed out from. Pilei Klot. So Blazer Shach writes in his Sefer on the Rambam at the very end of Hilchas Eidus. He writes Pashat Pshat. How did the Rimagash read the Gemara? So it doesn't read straight. So he says, no, he thinks the Rimagash understood it differently. Hazama Mi'alma Kasi is not the way we learn Pashat Pshat. That the brother is not being punished because of his brother's testimony. He's being punished because of the edus of the mezimim. The second kata was mazim. No. The Gemara still sticks to what Rami Bahama said. That since you need Ashir Zamakulam, so it's considered as if I'm punished because of what my brother said. But the Gemara just said, you can't say that that's an edus shiyat yachal azim. The aloha, the edus shiyat yachal azim is not acceptable, is only if the impossibility to do hazama is Machmas Gufa Eidim. For example, the Eidim come and they testify, Reuven borrowed $1,000 for Shimon. The Bet says, when did it happen? They say, we don't remember. You don't remember, so we can never catch him in a lie. But they say, yeah, it was on they remember the date, they don't remember the city. They don't remember the place. They can never be Mazen then. What are you going to say? They don't remember where it happened. They don't remember what part of the world, whether in Australia, or in Africa, or in Asia, they don't remember where it happened. So if they're not going to say this man, they're not going to say the Mokam, say this Eidah Shiyat Yochal Azima, that's Machmas HaGodas Eidim, because the Eidim are missing information. Or there's another case, Eidah Shiyat Yochal Azima, Gemara later. Let's say, here on Ein Chesam and Aleph, there's a Gemara. The witnesses testify on an Odom Trefa that he's Chayav Nisa. They say, an Odom who's a trade for his kindness. So if you'll be mazim the witnesses, what you give them, basism la kashazam and mas lochi. So the Gemara says on Ayin Ches, no. They can say, we were attempting to kill a Gabak Tila. If we would kill a trade for, we would be potter from Isa. So here now that we attempted to kill it on a trade for, how can you give us an Ayinish Misa? So since even if you'll be mazim them, you can't give them an Ayinish Misa, so we can't accept their testimony in the first place because that's called Eidah Shiyat Yochal Azim. But here you have a quirk, here you have a different kind of Eidah Shiyat Yochal Azim. Here, there's nothing incomplete with the Haggadah. They said Zman, they said Mokam, everything is fine. The only thing is that later, the din is Achia Zama Kulam. So you'll only be able to give them the Yonish Kasha Zama if you'll be mazim all of the whole Chevre. The whole Chevre consists of his brother. One of the two brothers came. So it's going to turn out that I'm being punished because of the fact that my brother gave a Haggadah Seder and he was also Uzam. So Take, I won't get punished. The Rima Gash holds, I am not. He made a sachas la zoma, and I don't get punished. But you can't passel that mitam edish yati ochel azim, because that's hazoma mi al mekosi. That's yati ochel azim mi bachutz. The only time there's a psul of edish yati ochel azim is if it's edish yati ochel azim machmas ezich yisorn bahagada seidus gufa. The edim didn't say there's man in the mokum. Or the edim of testifying the nature of the case is such, they're testifying about an odom treifa. Even if they would kill the odom treifa, they wouldn't get an Oynish Misa. So now they attempted to kill him. For sure they're not going to get an Oynish Misa. But if the reason why it's Iyat Yochel Azim is Mi Bachutz, Mi Amakosi, that's not a reason to passel Mi Tam Eidish Iyat Yochel Azim. But Lebesof Tebotah cannot get an Oynish. They will not be punished. Because Nimtzei Zayimim Nenash B'yei B'sochim. That's how the Rima Gash, apparently read the Gemara. The Ramban asks, the Gemara is against the Rima Gash. There's no other way to read. So, Blaise Hashem says, so how the Rima Gash must have read the Gemara like that. Okay, but Lineta, next week we'll have to continue with the. We're up to the last 10 lines on that Chav Ches on the day. There's a very fascinating Medrash Rabbah. In Parshas Tazria, the Medrash Rabbah quotes Amar Rab Levi b'shem Rab Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the dinim, that Aaron and one of the Kohanim have the responsibility of paskening on a negat tzaras, so he was very aggravated. Sar Godel Hayul Ola Moshe B'Dover Hazer. Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset. My brother Aaron has to deal with the Mitzrayim. Kaku Kodesh Al Aaron, Ochi Lios Roye, Es Hanigoy. My brother has to see the Paskan and the Negev Tzaras. Amalo HaKodesh Baruch Hu, so the Ribono Shel Olam said, that Pasha Pshat sounds like my brother never has to be a garbage collector. My brother has to work with Mitzrayim. It's a Rachmanes. It's not a nice job for a nice Jewish boy. Give him a Kovadik job, he should do something else. So the Ribono Shel Olam says, it's okay, he's getting paid a lot of money, he's going to get all the Choftal at Matan's Kuhn. So look, if you want all that money, so you got to do dirty work. You got to collect the garbage, and then we'll pay you a good salary. That's what it sounds like. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but like Nenu Menenu Esrim V'Arba Matan Zkuna, isn't he going to get paid all the Chavdala Matan Zkuna? That's the Mashal. The Mashal says, if you want to eat the delicious food, so you got to climb on the tree, and you got to prick your fingers on the twigs of the tree. Every job has its milas and its chesrein. So this is the job that Aaron has, is going to pay you off. He's going to make a lot of money. That's up to the Pasha Pshat, a very strange Medrash. Pasha Pshat in the Medrash. So I saw that one of the Gdolim suggested the following Pshat, Aderech HaMusar, but it's taka an interesting suggestion that's very relevant for our generation, that the Bali Musar have an expression, here the Medrash quotes it right before this, there's a Mishnah in the Goyim that says, Kol HaNegoyim Adem Roy Chutz Minigei Atzman, that a Koyin can paskin on anybody else's Negat Saras, but he can't paskin on his own body. Even though he sees, he's not allowed to paskin on his own. And the next time he says he can't paskin on his wife either, because ishta kigufa, it's like paskining on yourself. And the next time he disagrees, he can't even paskin on relatives. Machlek is hatana, but the coin can paskin on a negat saras of a relative. So the Bali Musar always quote this Mishnah, call on the guy, in a different sense. That yeah, I can always see chesreinus by the other person, I can never see my own chesreinus. Everybody thinks that they're perfect, they never see chesreinus by anybody else. So that's a terrible thing. Adarabba, you should look for milas by the other people. Everybody has milas and chesreinus. Why should you pick only the chesreinus of the other people? You should look at your own chesreinus to try to improve yourself, if you can do something about it. So look for your own chesreinus and try to improve yourself. The other person, you can't be misakinim. So try to praise him, try to bring out his milas. So that's how the Bali Musa always says in Melitza. Call on the guy, on the Meroya, you can always see everybody else's chesreinus, chutz mene yatzma. Person never sees his own chesreinus. So one of the Bali Musa suggested pshat like this. Moshe Rabbeinu was upset. Not, my brother going to be a garbage collector. No, my brother, he's going to have to paskin on other people's negoyim. That's not a midah taifa. He should paskin. You're Tomei. You do Teignishin. Do Teignishin. Do Teignishin. He has to paskin. Everybody is no good to paskin everybody up to say who's a Tomei, to say who's no good. It's not a nice thing for a Balmidis to go say everybody else is chesreinus. So the Ribbono Shel Olam responded to him, not that he's making good money, so it's okay, you can do a little dirty work if you're going to make a lot of money. The Ribbono Shel Olam responded, the manhigim have the obligation. En achinami, it's a nida meguna for people to go around to pass off the other people. But no one's going to give any tochoch at all. So the Gemara says, Taka in Erechen, in the sugi of tochoch, Rav Tarfin was a tanner. Rav Tarfin says, Ein lana badara zel mishi yodei alohochiyach. It says we live in a generation.